Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a peaceful place. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about places that hold special significance for candidates. One popular topic is describing a place where you go to feel at peace. This article will guide you through how to effectively answer such questions and maximize your score in the IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Describing a peaceful place is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal experiences, emotions, and descriptive language skills. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to remain relevant in future examinations. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the speaking test, the examiner may ask general questions about peaceful places. Here are some common questions and suggested answers. Q. Do you have a favorite place to relax? A. Absolutely. I find great solace in visiting the local botanical garden. It's a haven of tranquility where I can unwind and recharge amidst the beauty of nature. How often do you visit peaceful places? I make it a point to visit peaceful places at least once a week. It's become an essential part of my routine for maintaining my mental well-being and finding balance in my busy life. What makes a place peaceful for you? A. For me, a peaceful place is characterized by natural surroundings, minimal noise pollution, and a sense of spaciousness. I find that these elements help me disconnect from daily stresses and achieve a state of calm. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a peaceful place. Cue card. Describe a place where you go to feel at peace. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place makes you feel peaceful. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a serene spot that I frequently visit to find peace. A small, secluded beach about an hour's drive from my home. This hidden gem is tucked away from the main tourist areas, making it a perfect retreat for those seeking tranquility. I try to visit this beach at least once a month, usually on weekends when I need to escape the hustle and bustle of city life. The journey itself is part of the experience, as the coastal road offers breathtaking views of the ocean. When I'm there, I engage in various calming activities. I often start with a leisurely stroll along the shoreline, feeling the sand between my toes and listening to the rhythmic sound of the waves. Sometimes, I'll find a comfortable spot to sit and practice meditation or simply gaze at the horizon, allowing my mind to clear and reset. This place makes me feel peaceful for several reasons. Firstly, the natural beauty of the surroundings. The vast expanse of the ocean, the soft sand, and the occasional seabird creates a sense of awe that helps put my problems into perspective. Secondly, the relative isolation means there are few distractions, allowing me to focus inward and reflect on my thoughts and feelings. Lastly, the constant soothing sound of the waves acts as a natural white noise, helping to calm my mind and reduce stress. In essence, this beach serves as my personal sanctuary, a place where I can reconnect with myself and find inner peace amidst the chaos of everyday life. Follow-up questions. Q. Has this place changed over time? A. While the essence of the place remains unchanged, I've noticed some subtle differences over the years. The coastline has gradually shifted due to natural erosion, and there's been a slight increase in visitors. However, it still retains its peaceful atmosphere and natural charm. Q. Do you think it's important for people to have a peaceful place to go to? A. Absolutely. In today's fast-paced world, having a peaceful retreat is crucial for maintaining mental health and achieving work-life balance. It provides an opportunity to decompress, gain perspective, and recharge our emotional batteries. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Why do you think some people prefer busy places to peaceful ones? There are several reasons why some individuals might gravitate towards bustling environments. Firstly, extroverted personalities often thrive on external stimulation and find energy in crowds and activity. Additionally, busy places can provide a sense of excitement and novelty, which some people find invigorating. Moreover, in our increasingly connected world, some individuals may feel a need to constantly be in the loop or fear missing out on social interactions or opportunities. Busy places can offer a feeling of being part of something larger, which can be appealing. However, it's important to note that preferences can vary greatly based on individual temperament, cultural background, and even life stages. What one person finds energizing, another might find overwhelming. Q. How can cities create more peaceful spaces for their residents? A. Cities can adopt several strategies to create oases of calm amidst urban landscapes. One effective approach is the development and maintenance of green spaces such as parks, community gardens, and rooftop gardens. These areas not only provide a visual respite from concrete structures, but also improve air quality and offer spaces for relaxation and recreation. Urban planning can play a crucial role by incorporating pedestrian-friendly zones and creating buffer areas between residential neighborhoods and busy thoroughfares. Noise reduction measures, such as sound barriers and regulations on construction hours, can significantly enhance the peacefulness of urban environments. Cities could also consider repurposing abandoned or underutilized spaces into tranquil retreats. For instance, converting old railway lines into linear parks or transforming vacant lots into pocket parks. Lastly, promoting mindfulness and wellness programs in public spaces can help residents find moments of peace even in busy urban settings. This could include organizing outdoor yoga classes, meditation sessions, or creating dedicated quiet zones in public buildings. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Sanctuary, sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the garden serves as a sanctuary from the stresses of daily life. Tranquility, tranquility, noun, the quality or state of being calm. Example, the tranquility of the forest allows me to clear my mind. Rejuvenate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, spending time by the lake helps me rejuvenate my spirit. Sereneness, adjective, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene atmosphere of the mountaintop is truly therapeutic. Mindfulness, mindfulness, noun, the practice of being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and surroundings in the present moment. Example, practicing mindfulness in nature helps me connect with my inner self. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when describing a peaceful place, use a variety of descriptive language to paint a vivid picture of the place. Incorporate personal anecdotes to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Practice speaking about different types of peaceful places to be prepared for any variation of the question. Focus on expressing your thoughts clearly and coherently using appropriate linking words. Demonstrate a range of grammatical structures and vocabulary related to emotions, nature, and relaxation. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to elaborate on your ideas will significantly contribute to a higher band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a place where you feel a strong sense of belonging and describing a place where you go to relax after a hard day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.